Sea Alaska will soon help shareholders with burial and cremation costs. The Southeast Regional Native Corporation's board voted to offer bereavement benefits of up to $1,000. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld talks with the board chairman about the burial benefit.
Losing a loved one is difficult enough on its own. Add the cost of a funeral, burial, or cremation, and it can be too much to handle. $1,000 isn't enough to cover all expenses, which can easily top $10,000, but it can help. Sea Alaska Board of Directors Chairman Joe Nelson says the corporation's increased earnings allow it to offer the benefit.
This is one that's been out there for a long time, and we haven't been able to get there, but this year, because of our financial performance and our anticipated continued, solid performance, I think everyone in the company is just excited that we're able to move on this one this year.
Survivors will receive $1,000 when an original shareholder dies. That covers those enrolled in the corporation when it formed in the early 1970s. Original shareholders' descendants, plus those who inherited or were given stock, will receive up to that amount. The corporation says payments will be based on the number of voting shares at the time of the shareholder's death. Nelson says the board took action now because it has a new source of revenue.
It's a function of being in a healthy financial position and then having the specific carbon project where we want to associate that carbon program to a benefit that all shareholders will feel for generations to come.
That project allows Sea Alaska to sell carbon offset credits through a program based in California. It's complicated, but basically, the corporation keeps some of its forests intact in exchange for payments from polluters. Shareholder bereavement benefits began May 7th, the day Sea Alaska's board of directors approved the new program.
I think this is fantastic news for shareholders.
Nicole Hollingstad is a former Sea Alaska corporate secretary who's running for the board as an independent candidate. She's among other candidates and corporate critics who've called for bereavement benefits.
The most important thing about this announcement is that it just proves that when shareholders are united and are persistent in their voice in raising an issue, that we can actually accomplish the change that we're asking for.
Board Chairman Nelson says a recent survey showed the benefit among shareholders' top priorities. It was outranked by scholarships and dividends.
Whenever we go out in the communities and just in our general shareholder engagement, it is a regular theme that a lot of folks could use help with burial assistance. And it's also part of just our cultural values, especially in the Southeast, where we come together and support each other during times when someone passes.
Some other regional Native corporations already provide a similar benefit. Nelson says the mechanics of payments are being worked out. Applications will be available sometime in June. Sea Alaska estimates about 300 shareholders die every year. The corporation has between 22,000 and 23,000 shareholders. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.